The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Friday, September 15, 2017. Well, I guess there's no better place to start than jumping on the Trump train here. Chain, did I say? Was that a Freudian slip? According to The Hill, President Trump's supporters are apologetic and lashing out at Amnesty Don for pursuing a deal with Democratic leaders to protect young immigrants who were brought into the U.S. illegally as children. 1 week ago, Trump thrilled his base by rescinding an Obama-era order on deferred action for childhood arrivals. That's commonly known as DACA, which allows about 800,000 young people brought into the country illegally to live and work without fear of deportation. But the president quickly backtracked, reaching an agreement late Wednesday over dinner with Democratic leader Senator Charles Schumer and Representative Nancy Pelosi that would extend protection to the so-called Dreamers in exchange for promises to enhance border security. We'll get into the wall that's not going to get built here in a second. The trade-off does not appear to secure funding for Trump's promise to build a border wall, which was the cornerstone of his insurgent campaign and a primary reason why grassroots conservatives trusted him over the establishment Republicans in the first place. The reaction from the right has been swift and merciless. Do you really expect anything else? We have been screwed, blued, and tattooed and sacrificed by any number of presidents. And sorry to say, on these issues I'm talking about today, seems to be no different with Donald John Trump. The reaction from the right, as I said, has been swift and merciless. Trump has backtracked on his campaign pledges before, but conservative immigration hawks like Representative Steve King out of Iowa warned that this deal with Democrats would do lasting damage. And it's got a bunch of tweets here. Steve King put this tweet out. He said, if AP is correct, Trump has blown up, destroyed irreparably, and disillusioned beyond repair. No promise is credible. Breitbart, which they, somebody should have shot Mr. Bannon before he left the White House, because he's gone back to Breitbart and he's already warned that, look, I'm out of the White House. I'm back at Breitbart here. I've been critical of the shenanigans of the government. And if Donald J. Trump is getting into that shenanigan mode, well, guess what? I'm going to be his best detractor. And having said that, Breitbart News, the pro-Trump outlet held by Trump's former chief strategist, Steve Bannon, ran a string of scathing headlines about the deal. One goes, Democrats declare victory as Trump caves on DACA. Another one read, Amnesty Don trends number one in D.C., said another, referring to his nickname the right has given Trump on Twitter. as Trump boarded Air Force One for a trip to hurricane-ravaged Florida on Thursday, a reporter shouted to ask him if he supports amnesty. Trump shot back, "The word is DACA." He later pushed back on criticism from conservatives. He says, "We're not looking at amnesty. We're looking at allowing people to stay here. We're talking about taking care of people." Wait a minute. Is Donald Trump using another dictionary? Is there another English language dictionary that I'm not familiar with that this guy is using? If you're not looking at amnesty, then how in the hell can you allow 800,000 illegals to stay here? And how is that not allowing people to stay here? I mean, I heard the campaign rhetoric here, folks. You know, it's going to be a hell of a setup for James Kelso. I'm going to set a buzzsaw up here for him. But, you know, it is what it is. And I'm sorry, I've said before, if this guy, just like any other past president that has occupied the Oval Office, does things that are counter to yours and mine interest, I'm going to talk about it. And I am. Without apology. And Laura Ingraham, she was a big Trump supporter. She was listening to the campaign rhetoric that Mr. Bannon hooked him up with. He took Donald Trump by the hand and took his index finger and put it on the pulse of America. And if you don't believe that, then don't believe anything that I'm going to say for the next hour and 53 minutes. She's come out and tweeted out that at this point, who doesn't want to impeach Donald Trump? She said that yesterday. But conservatives like Ingraham, who has been considered for the White House post, will take over primetime Fox News Channel slot very soon. And we're at a loss to explain why Trump, who has fashioned himself as an expert dealmaker, would give away one of the most valuable bargaining chips without securing any meaningful concessions. They call that politics, folks. Tit for tat. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. And Ingraham further tweeted out, she says, "When does American working class without real wage increase in 15 years and who send their kids to overcrowded public schools get amnesty?" To many on the right, Trump is prioritizing DACA recipients, a prize constituency for Democrats, over his campaign promise to put American workers first. And according to Numbers USA, they said that we tried this trade in 1986, and the result was 12 million illegal aliens currently inside the United States, according to Rosemary Jenks, the Director of Government Relations for Numbers USA. She went on to say it didn't work then, and it's not going to work now. Now, Mr. Trump has long struggled with what to do about DACA recipients, frequently conceding that there is a human element involved in deciding the fate of young people brought into the country illegally who know no other home. Wait a minute here. Oh, stop a second. Wait one moment, please. I seem to remember a little banking crisis that I have labeled the biggest ripoff in human history that cost people, parents, their jobs, cost them their jobs, their homes, their ability to put food on a table in their own house for their own children. Oh, God, I can feel this anger building. I can literally feel my temples pulsing at this point. He struggled to do what to do about DACA. We've been talking about this for 20 years. Shut the damn border down. Shut it down. And I'm not going to for one moment pretend that by keeping that border 100% sealed, that we weren't going to have some trash and disease and people with ill intent, people with no, literally no history at all, because we don't know who the hell they are, whose only skills is knowing how to rig a deal and deal in drugs. We left that border open for so long, MS-13 decided to literally walk across Mexico from Honduras and walk in our back door and to set up drug cartels in every major city in this country, feeding into the crime in the inner cities, ladies and gentlemen. Now, these inner city children may not be your favorite people, but what about the white breads out there that have lost their homes and their jobs? What about the marriage and the chaos, the marriage loss that it has caused? What about that? Man, you know, Donald better get his head out of wherever dank, dark place that it's in. And he had better listen to what the American people are rumbling about right now. Because there is no further room to compromise with the sanctity and security of the American family. It's already been shot to hell and back, and what's left is barely hanging on by their fingernails. This man better get his head out of his butt. Let me just state it plainly. On Thursday, Trump said he couldn't justify moving to throw out good, educated, and accomplished young people who have jobs, some serving in the military. Newsflash. All right, if they're that much good to us, how much better would they be going back to their respective countries to help in their process? Many people came to this country, folks, on visas for education. Rich people from around the world would send their foreign kids into our universities at a time that we actually cared about education in our university, came over here and got degrees and doctorates and whatever. They became doctors. They became a lot of different things and then went back to their respective countries. Some liked it so much during their little college tour that they decided to stay here, and I guess they got preferential treatment, seeing as how they've got an education, spent money in an American university. Hey, you know, maybe we'll give them a shot at citizenry. I don't know if they had a fair shot at citizenry, or they were put on something I would regard as the Trump train, fast-tracking them. I don't know. But of all these valuable people that are here, are best sent back to their respective countries, because if they've got so much education, they can go back and help their own countrymen. By the way, Donald, did you forget we still got 90 million people in this country out of work? Are there not qualified people standing in bread lines right now? Donald, get your head out of your butt. Oh, this is not going to go well. So that's what Trump said. Does anybody really want to throw out good, educated, and accomplished young people who have jobs? They have been in our country for many years through no fault of their own, brought in by parents at a young age. Wow. He tweeted that out yesterday. But defending dreamers as good people is an emotional hook often used by Democrats advocating for amnesty, something that was not lost on the right. Very odd, according to Mark Kerkorian, the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, instead of shifting the debate to what trade-offs there should be to contain the harmful fallout from such an amnesty, he's simply echoing Chuck and Nancy and probably Jared Kushner and their talking points. My expectations for Trump were fairly low, but he hasn't even met that low bar. Yesterday, Trump pushed back against criticism that he had gone soft on building a border wall, saying that the barrier is already being constructed. He tweeted out again yesterday, the wall, which is already under construction, in the form of new renovation of old and existing fences and walls, will continue to be built. And Breitbart, that has a little bit of edge to it, shot back with headlines, POTUS says wall is actually just renovation of old fences. As the morning unfolded, the warning shots at Trump rolled in from his most loyal and vocal backers, such as this esteemed character over on Fox News, Sean Hannity. I guess no more interviews for you, Sean. He tweeted out, and if POTUS doesn't keep that promise and goes for amnesty, it will be the political equivalent of read my lips, no new taxes. But don't worry, Donald's working on that, and it's going to be revenue neutral. What the hell does that even mean? How the hell can anything be revenue neutral? And I'm going to be conservative on the debt that the United States owes in one form or a fashion, one way or another. How can you have a revenue neutral tax plan, whatever the hell that means, when you're $150 trillion in debt already? Any revenue that could be scraped together supposedly is to go to the bankers to get us off of that merry-go-round, the middleman merry-go-round, where Guido is always hanging around, checking his watch, making sure that those interest payments come in on time. Note, I did not say principal payments, just interest. You know, after these fancy little moves, I hope he gets back on his little fashion campaign trail. I hope that he goes and meets with the people that supported and voted for him. Let them hear, Donald, what they're saying now. You've only been in there for 100 days, bud, and you've already pissed off half of your constituency. Probably in another 100 days, you're going to be getting out the rope. I don't know. The art of the deal, this is what I've said over the years. The art of politics is deal making. That's what it is. But a principled person, one of ethics, that knows something to be true and correct, will never, ever compromise on his principle. You know, I'm not standing in some Hong Kong tailor shop haggling with some guy over a custom suit that I want him to make because I think the price might be a little bit too high because he might be taking advantage of a foreigner. It's not squabbling over the price of a suit. We are talking about real people in this country that have been screwed beyond belief. And the people that believed your campaign promises to make America great, by how? Letting 800,000 illegals, and they are still illegal. Don't give a damn if the stork dropped them in this country or mama and daddy birthed them in this country. Don't care. Keith in Montana.
John, how you doing today?
Mr. Rogers, what do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you remember, is that a break coming up?
Yeah, it is.
Music. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, well, why don't you hold me over, because I got something to tell you on this, okay?
All right.
All right. Around the clouds. What goes up
must come down. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I have no props.
Go ahead, Mr. Rogers.
Well, remember, George Soros is behind the mass immigration over there in Europe. We also have the YouTube video which shows that the Zionist Jews admit that mass immigration is number one on their agenda.
Right.
We have Goldman Sachs, who a couple of years back, when this really became an issue, admitted that any student loan debts to these hundreds of thousands would be uncollectible if those immigrants were deported. And, of course, we have Trump putting Goldman Sachs into the White House. We have the stolen SSID numbers, you know, the Social Security numbers, whereas illegals working today use those numbers and are paying into the system, but of course won't be able to collect, so it's a profit for the government. Then, of course, we have the transgenderism, which is all through the Israeli papers, which is saying it's a Jewish imperative. But, you know, I have found that unless people name names, you'll never see the root of the problem. And we see, it's just like this word Democrat. I don't think there's such a word as Democrat. Communist, yes. We have a takeover of this government by outsiders, just like them labeling RT as some kind of a foreign outlet, but not labeling AIPAC that.
Well, and Keith, if I may here, because I hope the persons listening today that put this on their Facebook, that somehow that the left and you know, we're confusing liberalism with communism or socialism or whatever else. Christine, I don't know where you got that. but that is fundamentally flawed. Go ahead, Keith.
Yeah. But anyway, we see a society that is, through their multiculturalism, is blending us together. And then when Trump announces deal with the wall, remember that it is an Israeli firms that are getting the contracts for this, not the 90-some million Americans that are unemployed. Just like here in Montana with our recent fire spat, with all those millions of people unemployed, did you see them out there fighting these fires? No. We see the destruction of this country, and in the meantime, say for Israel, like in 2015, their GDP was $299 billion for a population of 8.2 million. And now they're cutting off aid to Palestine. I mean, if you can't see the...
Phrase that, it doesn't make it sound like Israel is cutting off the aid to Palestine. You kind of...
The Trump administration is cutting off the aid to the Palestinians.
Yeah.
And this goes clear back to Olmert when he admitted before that Hamas was funded through Israeli shekels. But this is always playing both sides of the field, like Rahm Emanuel, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste. And so we have the Israeli Zionists that are forcing the immigration on people. And then, of course, they benefit from it through their contracts and stuff, just like a week and a half ago, where the Israelis were buying up all these U.S. firms and, of course, moving them to Israel. And then, of course, saying that Israel has such a great economy, like the Iron Dome system, which Israel was reselling to South Korea. And yet hundreds of millions of dollars keep getting reappropriated for this Iron Dome system, which Israel turns around and resells the entire system like that. I mean, if they can't understand what's going on, that this country is being usurped by a bunch of quislings, and then look at vote fraud. How is it these people keep getting reelected? And then when you mention Schumer and Feinstein, all these guys, if you can't draw the dots between who's who, then that is the most deceptive piece of Edward Bernays' propaganda that we have today, when you don't see who's behind who. You know, like I say, you have to name names.
Well, I see one Jared Kushner as a brother-in-law that has been given damn cabinet status. And who the hell is Jared Kushner? And what is his expertise in foreign affairs? The only thing he is the direct conduit to the White House, to Israel. That's all that he is.
Yeah. Quislings.
I don't know what this guy thinks he's doing, but he's proving quickly that he is not a man of principle, because you do not renege on promises. Remember what he said about NATO? It's outdated and it should be tossed. He came out recently and said, well, I didn't realize anything. I didn't know anything about NATO, and I've since changed my mind. NATO's got to stay.
Yeah. Anyway, I hear your music coming up. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there because I see a lot of things when you sit back and you watch TV, but you do a lot of reading, you know.
Thank you, Keith Rogers.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Well, let's track Donald's flip-flops in his first 100 days. Lauren Carroll put this together and said Donald Trump went into the White House with a mandate to break with tradition. In many ways, he's embracing it. As he marks 100 days in office, Trump has adopted more establishment-friendly positions as well as habits of his predecessors than his campaign persona let on. He's changed his position on a dozen key promises and positions. He's reversed tough talk on labeling China a currency manipulator. And the North Atlantic Treaty Organization is obsolete. He's spent numerous weekends away from the White House at his private Florida retreat after years of lambasting Obama for traveling on taxpayers' dollars. And he's outpacing, if you can believe this, Obama's time on the green. And despite his campaign rallying cry to drain the swamp, he's filled his White House staff and cabinet with billionaires, donors, former politicians, and Wall Street financiers. Even as a candidate, it was tough to pin down Trump on his policies. As president, it appears his changes in position come from learning on the job. You and I know that as OJT. Trump decided he would no longer call China a currency manipulator, for example. After his first meeting with Chinese President Jinping, Trump told the Wall Street Journal that he learned China had manipulated its currency for months and that he needs to maintain a good relationship with China to address the North Korean threat. You want to really threaten China? Tell them you're going to put, wait a minute, I seem to remember 35% tax on imported goods. You want to threaten China? Threaten them with that. That is completely, and I've heard absolutely nobody talking about this one. So, dear China has not manipulated the currency for months now, but yet we're still being awashed, just inundated, the tsunami that never quits with Chinese-made goods. And I don't give a damn under what banner they're produced, an American company, a Chinese company, I don't care. Because these wonderful capitalists that went over and set up factories and businesses in China to ship their goods back into this country, wasn't these the people that Donald Trump was talking about? Didn't he tell Ford that, look, you can build your billion-dollar-plus plant down in Mexico, but you know what? Try to ship those cars or trucks back into this country, and you're going to be facing a 35% fee or a tax, if you will. And what was that designed to do? Well, to convince Ford that, you know, building infrastructure in this country for American workers is a better idea. Ford had a better idea. Donald said, I got a better idea than that. Well, where the hell did that go? Folks, we still got 90 million people out of work in this country. When an economy that of the butterfly fart happens in the Amazon jungles, it's going to blow this economy down like a house of cards. It's being sustained by nothing. A weak consumer demand. Why? Because the consumers don't have any money, because they don't have jobs. In an interview with these in an interview with the Associated Press on April 21st, Trump admitted that when he originally said NATO was obsolete during the campaign, he made the claim, not knowing much about NATO, now I know a lot about NATO. Well, you know what, Mr. President? So do we. So do we. 200 bases around the world squandering billions of dollars for what? Against a communist threat that doesn't exist anymore? That was set up because of Russia. And the deal was made to let the communists carve up Europe like a Thanksgiving turkey. Oh, but maybe Vladimir Putin and the Soviet Red Army are really going to attack the United States. I don't see Russia running a trade deficit with the United States. Do you, ladies and gentlemen, running into the billions and billions and billions of dollars? That would equate to what? What comes first, the chicken or egg? The demand of the American consumer, if you will. If the demand is being met, but you cut off the source of which that demand is being met, what's your next course of action? Well, in order to sell product and service to the American people, don't you think it might be a good idea to have American companies on American soil doing it instead of these deals that you're making? Folks, I'm seething, man. My eye teeth are hurting right now. I kid you not. I've had enough of the crap. I've had enough of Washington. I've had enough of these gerrymanderers, the liars, the deceivers that have demonstrated that they put the American people nowhere near the top in consideration for not a damn thing. How cozy is this guy going to get with Democrats? I don't know. We're going to see anti-gun measures now, you know, just to console them, throw them a little bone, shut them up. You know, what's next on the compromising here? I'll make a prediction today. September 15, 2017. This guy ain't going to make 4 years in the White House. When this tsunami starts to hit, Mr. Trump and his little Oval Office of the millions of people that probably wouldn't have voted in this last presidential election, they knew a couple of things. They knew they didn't have jobs. They knew they didn't want the grand dame of crime in the White House. They knew that. They wanted to believe a man that says, I am not going to abandon you. I'm not going to lie to you, and I'm not going to abandon you. You have done exactly that. Oh, and Donald says every decision is much harder than you'd normally make. He told this to the AP, speaking about how the office has affected him. This is involving death and life and so many things. Mr. President, why are you allowing Mad Dog Mattis to run your war for you and fire up Afghanistan again? We've been there for 15 years. What's the mission now, sir? You said you were going to make safe zones in Syria. Apparently, the dirty little Soviets and Vladimir KGB Putin struck up a deal. Here's a guy that knows the art of a deal. He was invited into Syria by Bashar al-Assad to rid the country of ISIS, the very people the United States government was training and funding to topple the aforementioned. Gee, Donald, maybe Vladimir Putin would make a better president in this country than you would. Because he's returning Syria to the Syrians. The Russians are making one big, fat, juicy safe zone. It's called a sovereign country. Put that in Jared's little satchel and run him back to Israel with that message. Anthony in California, thank you for calling. You're going to give me a much-needed break before my head literally explodes.
Well, John, I hope it doesn't, because I need to get this message to you and share it with you and all the listeners out there. And thanks for calling. Thanks for calling. Taking my call. I heard something on a different talk show called Coast to Coast with George Norrie,
yeah.
And he had this guest on. His name is Craig B. Hewlett. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
Well, anyway, he was talking about all these, this oligarchy, this corporate oligarchy that runs America, and that the reason why we're in these foreign wars is not because of democracy, it's because of resources these other countries have. And it really gave me an eye-opener. And he said that Trump is, you know, people voted for Trump because it was against Hillary. They didn't want Hillary. The people didn't want Hillary. But Trump is being controlled. Don't blame him. It's the oligarchy. It's the corporate oligarchy that is part of his administration that runs the show. And this guy, Craig B. Hewlett, has over 30 years of experience as a corporate analyst. And he understands Wall Street. Maybe you should have him on as a guest if you can get a hold of him, so that he can explain all to your listeners how everything is run by these multi corporations, because these corporations, he said, he warned people that there are going to be three major corporations that run America, and that, you know, brand names like Dodge will keep its name, but it will be run by these three major corporations that have monopoly, because there's no antitrust suits against corporations that have monopolies right now. So you might want to think about, you know, getting a hold of this person.
What was
because
his,
he has some...
What was his name
his
again?
His name's Craig B. Hewlett.
Okay.
He was a guest on Coast to Coast.
Yeah, I heard that.
And it just opened up my mind even more.
Well, and as you're talking, who's the Secretary of State right now? Mr. Tillerson. What was Mr. Tillerson before he took the job as Secretary of State in Trump's White House? He was the CEO of ExxonMobil.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, see, so these are the corporate people that are calling the shots, John. And, you know, what Craig B. Hewlett said was that, you know, when Trump tried to sit down and have a meeting with this corporate oligarch, they just laughed at him. And, what I'm trying to say is you might want to get a hold of
okay.
this person.
You've already said that. And I appreciate your call, Anthony. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. What if what I suggested Donald Trump do, because, you know, there's no getting to Donald Trump unless he's reading his Twitter account, which if he is right now, unless this guy wants a terminal case of acid indigestion, I'm sure he's not going to be reading too far down the tweet line. And no matter who and what you are, whether you're XYZ company or whether you're Monsanto, I don't give a damn who you are. Your profits are still derived by the customers that you serve. Now, do we need to buy any more new cars? No, because guess what? There is a glut of used cars out there, and you keep buying used cars. Drive any car off the lot nowadays, and it's going to lose $1,000, $2,000 as soon as that damn thing's titled. There are many used cars out there that are almost like new. Now, that's on the auto side of this. If we tell Ford that, hey, look, you know, you're building some nice, nifty little cars, but you know what? Don't like your stance on where you came from, who made you who you are by way of their purchases. Tell General Motors. Tell them all. If we absolutely, positively don't have it, and we positively, absolutely don't need it, we don't need you. Now, that would seem to run contrary to what I'm talking about here, putting Americans back to work. But folks, Americans aren't going back to work. Do you understand? With the way the system is set up right now, the government doesn't even recognize that you exist. Unless, of course, you're part of that 4.5% of Americans that are not working right now. 4.5%? There's a little difference in philosophies of companies that understand and recognize where their profits come from, who they're selling their products to. Who's the guy that's got these wonderful pillows, Michael? Yeah, you do. Think about it for a second. Guy's up there with his 100% made in America pillows. Michael Lindell. Michael Lindell. Hell of a salesman. And you know the only thing he makes in this country? Are these pillows. He's got a full line of products, but guess what? Those products aren't made in the United States. Should we tell Mr. Lindell that, hey, nice sales pitch, but hold on a second here, bud.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Well, the magic's from.
Well, here's the lowdown on the first 100 days on whether NATO is obsolete. Before becoming president, NATO is obsolete. That statement was made on April 4th of last year. Since becoming president, NATO is no longer obsolete. That was April 12th of this year. On White House transparency, before becoming president, why is Barack Obama spending millions to try to hide his records? He's the least transparent president ever, and he ran on transparency. He said that back in June 6th of 2012. Since becoming president, the White House won't release its visitor's log, reversing an Obama-era policy. That was as of this April. And whether he will have time to play golf before becoming president, I'm going to be working for you. I'm not going to have time to go play golf. Made that statement on August 8, 2016. Since becoming president, he's played golf at least 14 times since taking office. And that was as of April of this year. I'm not talking about June, July, and August. On presidential travel, and folks, keep something in mind here. Every one of these times that he goes and plays golf, the entire Secret Service apparatus flies with him. The whole shebang goes with him. It costs millions of dollars for this guy to go knock a little white ball in a hole someplace. On presidential travel, before becoming president, we pay for Obama's travel so he can fundraise millions so Democrats can run on lies. Then we pay for his golf. That was in October of 2014. As of April 18th of this year, since becoming president, spent more than half of his 13 weekends as president at his resort in Mar-a-Lago, likely costing millions of taxpayers' dollars. Not likely, is costing millions of dollars. On attacking Syria after chemical weapons attack. Before becoming president, quoting him, September 5th, 2013, again, to our very foolish leader, do not attack Syria. If you do, many very bad things will happen. And from that fight, the U.S. gets nothing. Since becoming president, tonight I ordered a targeted military strike on the airfield in Syria and where the chemical attack was launched. It is in the vital national security interest of the United States to prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons. That was April of this year. On the issue of attacking Syria without congressional approval. Before becoming president, the president must get congressional approval before attacking Syria. Big mistake if he does not. That was August 30th of 2013. Since becoming president, took unilateral action to strike Syria. On whether China is a currency manipulator. Before becoming president, China is a currency manipulator. Said that in October of last year. Since becoming president, they're not currency manipulators. As of April of this year. As to whether he's going to keep Janet Yellen as Federal Reserve Chair before becoming president, when her time is up, I would most likely replace her. That was May 5th of last year. Since becoming president, when asked by the Wall Street Journal if Yellen was toast when her term ends in 2018, Trump said, no, not toast. On whether the import-export bank is any good, I'll give that little tidbit after the top of the hour break. 800-313-9443. It's kind of an open phone Friday, kind of, sort of. It seemed to be on edge here with the triumphant Trump.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.